Hello, Mixed Nutcases. It's Nuke Joss. And yes, I have a bit of a code in my nodes, but I also have a special guest, Claire.
Hey!
And Claire is from the Intro to X podcast, the Defenders podcast, formerly the Twin Peaks podcast. Did I miss anything?
Carnicast.
There you go.
Ventuona's happy hour.
Why don't you tell our listeners real quick about the Defenders podcast? Because this is a new podcast for a project that is starting next week.
Yes, the Defenders podcast is with the DVM Podcast Empire. We've done three episodes, we did our third today, and we're covering the Marvel shows that will be airing on Netflix over the next few years. The first one of which is Daredevil, which is hitting Netflix next Friday. I'm jumping up and down every day. I'm counting down the seconds. I'm so excited. I'm a big, big Marvel fan and Daredevil fan in particular. And all the reviews as well have been amazing for the show. A lot of people have said it's the best original series Netflix has ever done, which is very high praise. Considering what Netflix does. So we're covering each of the shows. At the moment, we've just covered some Daredevil-related stuff like the movies, and we'll start covering Daredevil next week. However, it is an intro cast, so I will be watching all 13 hours of Daredevil on Friday, which will be hard work, not really. And my co-host will be watching an episode a week, and we'll be discussing it. And we have a good mix of experts like myself and my co-host Mel, who's a complete newbie and knows nothing about Marvel. So it'll be fun. And you are going to guest on it.
I am going to guest. Looking forward to this. This is going to be so much fun. Now, Daredevil, is that your favorite storyline?
Definitely. One of my favorite fictional characters. Definitely my favorite superhero. I have a Daredevil tattoo. I have issue number one on my wall. And I love the fact that we're getting 13 hours because the character has always been a bit of a C-lister character, seen as kind of like a lesser version of Batman or Spider-Man, but he's such an interesting character. Like, he's great. And I just love that we're going to get 13 hours of this character. That's more than we've had of like Tony Stark in the Marvel universe. That's insane.
Absolutely. And I'm so excited. He has a lot of depth, and I'm really excited to see that get explored. I saw a bunch of hoodies, Marvel inspired hoodies. There was a Spider-Man one, a Deadpool one, and a Daredevil one. And I was just thinking Claire would look so cute in the Daredevil one.
I need to get it.
It was a red hoodie and had the little red horns, and it basically, the way that they were designed to go into the characters' costumes, that they could just be part of the superhero costumes. And I was like, Claire needs that.
I really want one. I actually want to get like a red, like short leather jacket with a hood, and then I've got two little plastic horns, and I want to put them in the hood.
Oh, you so totally I can wear need to do that.
It as a little red leather jacket. Unfortunately, they don't make them big enough for my chest size yet, so I need to look out for another one.
Well, once you find one that, you know, works with the Fwakum, we can definitely get this going. So we're not here to talk about Daredevil, though. We are going to be watching one of Claire's favorite movies, a movie I have never seen, but I've heard about. I actually don't know what it's about. I just know it's one of those movies you need to watch.
Yes.
Harold and Maude.
Oh, my favorite film of all time.
So what we're going to do is you're going to be getting a commentary. And so you're going to listen to us watch the movie. And if this has the movie playing in the background and you don't want the movie playing in the background, go to nimlast.org. There will be another file with the movie not playing in the background, and you can just listen to us so you can sync it up while you watch. If you've already seen the movie and you'd like the movie playing in the background and you don't hear it, same thing. Go to nimlast.org and get the file that has the movie playing in the background. I'll make sure to mark which is which.
Sweet.
We have our AVI files all set up. This is from the original 1970s version, not the Blu-ray version. And we are on the Paramount screen, and we are going to go 3, 2, 1, go.
Paramount. I love that old logo. Door opens.
We giggle because we did this already.
Yes.
And I commented.
I'm very excited.
Yes, Claire is very excited. This is my first commentary ever. I've never done a commentary, so I hope I talk enough.
I've only done them on episodes of Baywatch Nights and X-Files.
Oh, Baywatch Nights. No. Just no. Harold and Maude.
I have a big Harold and Maude poster on my wall as well, next to me.
Dang, that's a ring.
Yeah, he likes his bling.
Yeah.
First of many, many Cat Stevens songs.
Oh, I love Cat Stevens. I grew up listening to Cat Stevens.
I think there's two original songs of his in this film. I think this is one of them, and then there's another one later that he wrote for the film.
Nice. There we go. Songs composed and performed by Cat Stevens.
Yeah.
Cat Stevens was one of the three 8-tracks we had in the van growing up.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I love Cat Stevens.
It was Cat Stevens' Greatest Hits, Bing Crosby's White Christmas, and the Eagles' Greatest Hits.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
I'm sure there were more at some point.
I have all my mum and dad's old original Cat Stevens vinyl. Which is great.
I have no idea what happened to our vinyl.
I don't have the soundtrack of this on vinyl, though, because it costs a fortune. It was released in very limited. It was only, I don't know, a few releases. It's over £100 it goes for now.
When I think about the vinyl that my parents had, and that it was probably just donated somewhere, and what it would be worth now, I cry.
Yeah.
Including, like, some Beatles albums. Limited editions.
Yeah. Oh, they'd be worth a fortune.
Oh, I know.
And now, Harold's name tag he just wrote and put on his chest says, if I remember right, Harold Parker Chasen.
Ah.
But you don't find out his middle name anywhere else in the film. It's just there. But I have the script somewhere, so I know that.
I see. Oh, he's young. I hear names like Harold and Maude, and I think old people.
Yeah, Bud Cort was super young when he made this. This is what he's best known for still. And this was based on a book. I have the book version of it as well, which was by Colin Higgins, I think, and he wrote the script for this as well. Yeah, written by Colin Higgins. There you go. And the book's really cool because it has a few details that fill in background and stuff that isn't in the film.
Excellent.
But it's only a very tiny book.
And it's produced by Colin Higgins and that other guy. Oh. Oh.
Yes.
He put a name tag on to kill himself?
Yeah. And lit a candle and put on some Cat Stevens.
Wow. What? What? Who is this crazy lady? He's probably still alive. You could save him. Look, his head just moved.
That's his mum.
Hello?
Hello?
Faye?
Yeah.
Darling, be a dear and cancel my appointment with Renee this afternoon.
I love Vivian Pickles in this film.
Ah. It's a fake news.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were going to get a ghost story for a second.
Tell him I promised to be in on Tuesday.
Looks like he's been eating licorice.
It does.
Bye. Bye. Oh, dinner at 8, Harold. And do try and be a little more vivacious.
little more inventive, did she say?
Vivacious. Try and be a little more vivacious.
Vivacious. That's wonderful.
I love her.
Of course, you know, Harold's father had a similar sense of the absurd. I remember once in Paris, he just stepped out for cigarettes. And the next thing I knew, he was arrested by the police for floating nude down the Seine. Experimenting in river currents with rubber waterways. Mold ones. Well, that cost quite a bit of enfluence, eh,
darling? Frighteningly, she reminds me a lot of my mum.
Oh, dear, don't play with your food. What's the matter? Don't you feel well? Now, directly after dinner, I want you to go straight to bed. Harold's always been a very delicate child. Even as a baby, he seemed totally prone to every possible kind of illness. Harold, dear, eat up your beets. I remember once in Tokyo.
The most passive-aggressive eating of beets ever.
Oh, my goodness. Dude, beets are good. Enjoy them. Don't just swallow them down like that. So how old is he?
I don't think they say in the film, but I think he's meant to be like 20, 22-ish.
Really? God, he looks 12.
Yeah.
Of course, that might just be a reflection of me.
We're just old.
Yeah, we're old, and everybody looks like babies. This is too much.
I can't stand much more of this. I can't take any more.
That's very interesting, Harold, and I think very illuminating. There seems to be a definite pattern emerging, and of course,
I love that Harold is wearing the exact same outfit as his psychiatrist.
He is.
Recognize the problem in your halfway.
Except he's not wearing that god awful coat. Ugh. It's the same kind of jacket that
toupee.
That Uncle Phil wears in The Fresh Prince, and it drives me nuts. I hate that kind of coat.
Fulfilling. What gives you that special satisfaction?
I go to funerals.
This film as well was a big influence on 6 Feet Under, the TV show.
Oh, yeah?
You can kind of tell, yeah. They referenced it a few times in it.
I watched that when it
and it's
was
one
on.
Of Wes Anderson's favourite films, mm-hmm. And you can definitely see it in his films, the way like shots are done and things like that.
Neat.
I just want to go through car washes drinking orange soda.
I can't let you in the car washes anymore, though.
It's the 70s, it's San Francisco, they don't care. Oh, and it's also obviously filmed in San Francisco, which is my favourite city in the world.
I have never been to San Francisco. Well, I've never been that far west. I've been to Europe, I just haven't been that far west in this continent. So he just goes to other people's funerals, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I was a waitress, I used to have two little old biddies that did that. It was like their activity. Yeah, they look like those ladies.
Maybe they inspired this movie.
Maybe. Wait, I'm not
maybe
that
one,
old.
One of them is Maud.
The innocent of hands and the pure of heart, who has not turned his mind to vanity nor sworn deceitfully to his neighbor. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and a reward from God his Savior.
Okay, what this movie is about is starting to come back to me from what I've heard of it. Okay. Because that's Maud, isn't it?
That's Maud, yeah.
Yeah.
And like Claire in 6 Feet Under, Harold buys a hearse as his car.
Dude, I wanted a hearse.
Yeah, me too. I want the green hearse from Six Feet Under.
I wanted a hearse because it'd have all the room for my art supplies. And,
yeah, definitely.
It looked cool.
He has an even better car later on in the film.
I like his hearse better than Claire's, though. But Claire's was like the hand-me-down. It was the old...
Yeah, she just painted it green.
It is time you settled down and stopped flitting away your talents on these little amateur theatrics. These little divertissements.
Divertissements.
No matter how psychologically purging they may be. I don't know what to do. Go and have a talk with your Uncle Victor. Perhaps he can fathom you. After all, he was General MacArthur's right-hand man.
His uncle is terrifying.
That's a great life. There's action, adventure, advising, and you'll get a chance to see the war firsthand. I'll make a man out of you, Harold. You'll travel the world, put on a uniform, and take on a man's job. You'll walk tall. Glint in your eye and a spring in your step.
And another bad toupee.
Yes.
You are working for peace. And are serving your country.
This is my favorite bit of this scene.
Now that's what this country needs.
More Nathan Hale.
Nathan Hale.
Oh, I love it.
So I was about to say, excuse me, sir, but your hair is way too long. And then he did that.
Yes. I love her swimming cap.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. I used to belong to a gym in Queens that, you know, everyone had to wear swimming caps. And some of the old ladies had the most beautiful swimming caps like that. That and then my favorite were the ones that had the flowers all over it.
Yes. That one's like, it just makes me think of old Hollywood musical. Yep. You know what I mean? It's that kind of...
Yep.
I love she just rolls her eyes when she goes past.
Well, as long as he's not getting blood all over her vanity, she's
exactly.
Fine.
She doesn't really mind.
Tell me, Harold. How many of these suicides have you performed?
An accurate number would be difficult to gauge.
Well, just give me a rough estimate.
A rough estimate? Let's say 15.
15?
That's a rough estimate.
Were they all done?
He's, again, wearing the same clothes.
Yep, always.
I would not say benefit.
Harold, I only have a few minutes.
As a psychiatrist, that would freak me out.
Yeah.
You have led a very carefree, idle, happy life up to the present. The life of a child. But it is time now to put away childish things and take on adult responsibilities. Oh, we would all like to sail through life with no thought of tomorrow, but that cannot be. We have our duties, our obligations, our principles. In short, I think it is time for you to get married.
Oh, just like that.
Yep. I love how pale he is at the start of the film, and he kind of gets more color as it goes on.
I was looking at that. I'm like, there is no color on his face whatsoever.
Lord, King of Lords, it's like a ghost.
That he may bless and deliver the souls of all faithful departed from the pain of hell and the bottomless pit. Deliver them from the lion's mouth and the darkness therein, and rather bring them to blessing of light, holy life, and eternal rest.
Oh Lord. I was very happy when this guy showed up in the X-Files.
Who is he in the X-Files?
He was just some old guy in an episode with lots of old people. I can't remember. I think it might have been Excelsis Day. Do not let the verdict of your judgment go against him whom the loyal prayer of Christian faith commends to mercy.
Brother, by the help of your grace, escape the sentence which he deserves for during his earthly life.
Sign the seal of the Holy Trinity. Oh, I love Ruth Gordon so much. I want to be Ruth Gordon when I'm older. I want to be Maud.
Like some licorice? No, you will. Did you know him?
No.
Me neither. I heard he's 80 years old. I'll be 80 next week.
She looks good for 80.
Yeah.
I mean, 75 is too early, but at 85, you're just marking time. You may as well go with the horizon.
What does that say?
The perma seal on the coffin.
Yes.
This movie has a very dark sense of comedy, which I love. I love black comedies.
Yeah, me too.
It's just what you want when you're having a funeral, is a parade going past.
Yeah, what? You'd think they'd you know, mark time to be quiet. There's a hearse right here.
Yeah. They're always sort of commenting on it, though, you know, like the juxtaposition of death and life in the movie.
How do you do? Nice to
meet you.
Well, thank you. I think we're going to be great friends, don't you? Give you a lift, Harold.
No, thank you. I have my own car.
Well, I must be off. We shall have to meet again. Tell me, do you dance?
Pardon me?
Do you sing and dance?
No.
No. I thought not.
Oh my goodness. Oh my lord, she's crazy.
That woman, she took my car.
And she stole the priest's car.
I have here, Harold.
Oh, I love her hat.
By the National Computer Dating Service. They screen out the fat and the ugly, so it is obviously a firm.
Ouch!
Here is the personality interview, which you are to fill out and return.
Screw you, Mom.
Are you ready, Harold? Here is the first question. Are you uncomfortable meeting new people?
Well, yes.
I think that's a yes. Okay. Should sex education
be
taught outside the home? Oh, I would say no, wouldn't you, Harold? Yeah, we'll give a D there. 3. Should women run for president of the United States? I don't see why not. Absolutely yes.
Well, good for you, Mom.
Jokes and take pleasure in relating them to others. You don't do that, do you, Harold? No, absolutely no. Do you often get the feeling that perhaps life isn't worth living? Hmm? What do you think, Harold? A? B? Oh, we'll put down C. Not sure. Is the subject of sex being overexploited by our mass media? That would have to be yes, wouldn't it? Is it difficult for you to accept criticism? No. Well, not D. Do you sometimes have headaches or backaches after a difficult day?
Yes, I do indeed.
Do you go to sleep easily? I'd say so. Do you believe in capital
punishment? It's all about Mum.
Of course.
Oh, yes, I do indeed. In your opinion, are social affairs usually a waste of time? Heavens, no. Can God influence our lives? Oh, yes. Absolutely, yes. Does your personal religion or philosophy include a life after death? Oh, yes, indeed. That's absolutely. Did you enjoy life when you were a child? Oh, yes, you were a wonderful baby. Do you think the sexual revolution has gone too far? It certainly has.
Mom is such a prude.
Do you find the idea of wife swapping distasteful? I even find the question.
These are like the weirdest questions.
Do yeah.
Harold, please. Do you have ups and downs without obvious reason? That's you, Harold.
That's you. I'm so glad I have a mixer. I keep lowering it to cough and blow my nose. Love this soundtrack.
Yeah, it's so good.
I love Cat Stevens. Oh, God.
I love Harold's wearing his mum's sunglasses.
Dearest brothers, let us faithfully... The girl with the yarn in her hair.
Yes.
That was such a 70s thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I love that it's this kind of thing with Harold at this point. It's like Fight Club, you know, where he can't be turning up to these funerals without knowing anyone if she's doing it as well. Because it just exaggerates. It points out what a fake he is, you know, like with Edward Norton and Marla
you're right,
in Fight
you're right.
Club.
That's exactly Fight
That's
Club.
That's how I take it, yeah.
I wonder if this was an influence.
I don't know, maybe.
So Maude is Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah. This film also made me buy a yellow umbrella. I have a yellow umbrella.
Oh no. But yellow umbrella means you're Ted Mosby's wife.
Doesn't it?
That'd be horrible.
I don't watch that show. I don't want to marry Ted Mosby.
No. Who would want to marry somebody with the last name Mosby, really?
I would marry Jason Segel only because he brought back the Muppets.
Oh my God, I love Jason Segel. He's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh God, she's gonna steal his car again.
My car off yesterday.
Was that the one with the St. Christopher medal on the dashboard?
Yes.
Then I suppose it was me. Get in.
Were you also the one who painted the saint?
Oh, yes. How did you like that?
Well, I didn't.
Oh, don't be too discouraged. For aesthetic appreciation, always a little time.
They filmed it, but it's never been released as a deleted scene. She went in the church and painted all the statues of saints with smiley faces.
Oh, my God.
And
to steal his car.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do I. They're such fun, aren't they? It's all change, all revolving. Burials and births, one linked to the other. The great circle of life. Hey, this whole thing handles well. Ever drive a hearse, Harold?
Yeah.
It's a new experience for me.
Shall
I take you home now?
This is my car.
Your
hearse?
Yours.
Oh. Don't let her know where you live, Harold.
Take me home.
Love Mortas.
Before he left for the monastery in Tibet, Big Sweeney gave me his keys.
I had to make some additions for the new model. Not as many as you might think. Once you have your basic set, it's then only a question of variation.
You hop in any car you want and just drive off.
Well, not any car.
Oh, her house is a train car.
I love it.
For the new experience.
Maybe. Nevertheless, I think you're upsetting people. I don't know if that's right.
Well, some people get upset because they feel they have a hold on some things. I'm merely acting as a gentle reminder. Here today, gone tomorrow, so don't get attached to things.
Not I love how she talks.
Oh, she's great.
I'm not against collecting stuff.
It's very, I don't know, East Coast.
Yeah.
This is all memorabilia, but it's incidental, not integral, if you know what I mean. Oh, the birds.
Wow.
Oh, I love them so much. They're the only wildlife I get to see anymore.
I want one of these to use out on my window.
Free as a bird. You know, at one time I used to break into pet shops to
it's
liberate...
It's a skeet launcher. That's awesome.
I love it.
That was an idea way before its time. Zoos are full. Prisons are overflowing. Oh, my. How the world still dearly loves it.
She's got a peacock chair.
Please sit down.
Yeah.
I'll put the kettle on. We have a nice...
How is there room in a train car for a piano?
I have no idea. It's
oat straw tea. You know that oat straw tea, have you?
Nope.
Well, then.
No, but I really do have to go. I have an appointment. I really can't miss it.
Oh. At the dentist?
Kind of.
Well, then, you'll just have to come back and visit.
All right.
My door's always open.
All right.
Promise?
I promise.
Oh, Lord.
Harold? Harold? I asked, do you have any friends?
No.
None at all?
No. Maybe one.
Would you care to talk about this, friend?
No.
I find you a very interesting case, Harold.
It's like such a weird way to have that office set out, you know, with the two chairs.
Yeah.
But it's very Wes Anderson.
Well, and it's also, like, old psychiatry, you know?
Mm.
Like, in the 80s, they really started to soften it up.
Yeah.
They got rid of the couches, you know?
Yeah.
But it really was more like an examination.
Hello, I'm Candy Gull.
How do you do? I'm Mrs. Chasen.
I love her belt with the bowl of ice cream on it.
Oh my God, that is an amazing belt.
Oh, there's Carol. Hello.
Oh, he seems very nice.
Oh, thank you. You are at the university.
Yes, I am.
And what are you studying?
Poli-sci with a minor in home ec.
Poli-sci?
Political science.
Oh.
It's all about what's going on. Is Harold interested in what's going on? I just think it's such a super thing to study. And then, of course, I can always fall back on my home ec.
Oh, now that's good planning.
Yes.
Tell me, Candy, are you a regular with this computer club?
Oh, heavens, no.
Just imagine what kind of computer club this was in 1971.
Ugh. You see, some of the other girls in my sorority decided that somebody ought to try it, so we drew straws and I lost. Oh, but I'm looking forward to meeting Harold.
Well, I think I should mention, Candy, Harold does have his little eccentric moments.
That's all right.
Like setting himself on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I will never forget the time... We had this old television set with no parts in it. Tommy stuck his head behind it and started giving a whole newscast before the entire family.
Must have been very funny.
Harold! Oh, yes, dear. Here is Harold now. Harold. Candy. Candy's just been telling us such a funny little story about Walter Cronkite.
I love this moment as well.
Ha, 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 Nice breaking of the fourth wall there.
I know, I love it. I love Harold's coat there.
Oh, like, yeah.
Sort of big wintry pea coat type thing.
Again, it's very 70s.
Mm-hmm. Like, with the shaggy fur on it.
This isn't made in the 70s, but if you watch the movie The Ice Storm, Elijah Wood.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
Yeah, all the fashion's like that, isn't it?
What do you want? I'm sorry, I was looking for Maud.
Harold?
God.
How about some ginger pie?
Fine, thank you.
I'll heat some up.
I'm sorry, was she posing nude for an ice sculpture?
Yeah, for his ice sculpture.
I love that.
Oh, it's so good.
Model for Glaucus?
Oh, heavens no, I don't have the time, but I like to keep in practice. And poor Glaucus occasionally needs his memory refreshed as to the contours of the female form. Disapprove?
Me? No, of course not.
Really? Do you think it's wrong?
No.
I love that he actually thinks about it.
He really does.
If you look at the piano, notice that all the photo frames on top of the piano are empty.
Oh,
I'll tell you why later.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that is her.
It's my favorite. It's titled Rainbow with Egg Underneath and an Elephant. Do you like it?
Oh, yeah, very much.
I then became infatuated with these myodorifics. Give the nose a treat, I thought. I have a kind of a... of an olfactory banquet. So I began first on the easiest, roast beef, old books, mown grass, and Mexican farmyard.
Who would want to smell a Mexican farmyard?
On 42nd Street. I'll put it on. Now.
This is great.
Hold out of this. I'll pump it up. Okay. Now, hold it up there. Okay. Now, what do you smell?
Perfume. Cigarettes. Snow.
What was the last one?
Snow.
Oh.
Because it was snow on 42nd Street, so he smelled Subway's perfume, cigarettes and snow.
Huh. That's actually kind of wild.
Oh, I'd love to be able to do that.
Oh, no, no, no. Really get close and reach in and feel. Oh, there's my kettle. Caress.
Oh my god, she's totally Helena Bonham Carter.
She is. I think he does that as an attention thing, but she just doesn't care.
Yeah.
And so he's kind of thrown off a bit by her.
Excuse the mismatched sauces.
This is definitely a new experience for me.
Oh, wonderful. Try something new each day. After all, we're given life to find it out. It doesn't last forever.
You look as if you could.
Did I tell you I'll be 80 on Saturday?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, well, that's the influence of the right food, right exercises, and the right breathing. Greet the dawn with a breath of fire. My body's giving out. I'm well into autumn. It's all going to be over after Saturday. Tell me about yourself. What do you do when you aren't visiting funerals?
Which is demolitions.
Yes, there is definitely a certain attraction.
I think that would be cool to go and watch.
Yeah. Demolition's the best part of construction.
Yeah, I imagine.
I asked you, though, Harold. Is it enough?
What do you mean?
Well.
I like to watch things grow. They grow and bloom and fade and die and change into something else. I should like to change into a sunflower most of all. They're so tall and simple. What flower would you like to be?
I don't know. One of these, maybe?
Why do you say that?
Because they're all alike.
Oh, but they're not. Look, see, some are smaller, some are fatter, some grow to the left, some to the right, some even have lost some petals, all kinds of observable differences. You see, Harold, I feel that much of the world's sorrow comes from people who are this. Yeah. Allow themselves to be treated as that.
Agreed.
Well, I think it's fine. Okay. Building jumbo planes. Taking a ride on a cosmic train. Yeah, this is the kind of cemetery that creeps me out. The military cemetery?
Where it's all identical, yeah.
Well, it's not just that they're all identical, but they're in ranks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like they're all lined up in a row.
I've never been to one. Like, I never got a chance to go to Arlington Cemetery,
right?
Which I kind of wanted to visit. Oh, I didn't know that.
Growing up, there's a bunch of cemeteries out at Pine Lawn, but one of them was a military cemetery. And every time I would drive past, I didn't want to look because it just—I don't know—it just was always creepy to me. I know some people like it. They're like, "Well, yeah, that's the point." I'm like, "Yeah, but it's just creepy."
I find something creepy about those ones. I like old, like, we have a lot of Victorian cemeteries, obviously, in London, which I love, like, particularly Highgate Cemetery, but, yeah, those ones I've always been a bit creeped out by.
Yeah. I love old cemeteries because of the history.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's,
Oh, I think that was Cat Stevens there, if I remember right.
Was that Cat Stevens?
Yeah, I think
so. That's awesome.
Because you have the director in a cameo later as well.
Oh, what does he call himself now?
Yusuf Islam.
There you go. He turned his back on his own music, though. I just try to ignore that part.
Yeah.
What is she doing? It's not a roundabout.
She wants to go and see the tree.
That little tree is in trouble. Come on. Look at it. Oh, it's suffocating. Well, it's the smog. You know, people can live with it, but trees, it gives them asthma. They can't breathe.
Huh?
The leaves, look, they're turning brown. Harold, we have got to do something about this light.
What?
We'll transplant it to the forest.
You can't do that.
Why not?
This is public property.
Exactly.
The cops.
And in the background.
We go see Glaucus. Come on.
Wait a minute.
Oh, police, come.
She's like, oh, police, whatever.
Good afternoon, Arthur. A bit of trouble here.
Yes, ma'am. Someone had a little trouble.
Yeah, it's a tricky turn. Tell me, that car over there, is that parked all right?
Yes, ma'am, that's fine.
Oh, thank you so much. might turn the radio off, save the battery. Ta-da!
Oh, I love her.
Oh my god. And then you feel like a failure.
Yeah. Yep.
It's organic. It has no nutritional value, but consistency is not really a human trait.
Wait, people were talking about organic in the 70s?
Oh, that's funny. Mm-hmm. That's just the that relic new. I found it when I was packing to come to America. It used to be my defense on picket lines and rallies and political meetings, being dragged off by the police and attacked by thugs of the opposition.
What were you fighting for?
Oh, big issue. Liberty, rights, justice. Kings died, kingdoms fell. I don't regret the kingdom. What sense in borders and nations and patriotism? But I miss the kings. When I was a little girl, I was taken to the palace in Vienna to a garden party. I can still see the sun shining, the parasols, flashing uniforms of the young officers. I thought then that I would marry a soldier. Later on, Frederick would chide me about it. He was so serious. Doctor at the university and in the government. But that was all before.
She doesn't have an accent.
No. She's, her name's Dame Marjorie Chardin. Which kind of sounds French.
Mm.
You don't use the umbrella anymore.
Well, if she's got the daisy in her hair that they picked earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, every day. But I don't need the defense anymore. I embrace. Still fighting for the big issues. But now in my small, individual life. Shall we have a song?
I don't play.
Oh, come on. I'll show you.
No.
I know this song.
This is Cat Stevens as well. This is one of the ones he wrote for the film.
Okay. I've heard this.
You can do what you want. The opportunities are. And if you find a new way, you can do it today. You can make it all true. And you can make it undo. You see. I love that she was just faking playing the piano.
Yeah. Wait a minute. That's awesome. She's so funny.
I know.
And then she pretends to finish.
I know. I don't play. Let's see what I would do.
I can make music. I turn on my MP3 player. It makes music.
Yeah, me too. I can make strangled cat sounds that I call singing.
I can sing. Nobody said I could sing well.
This is now, I have two favorite fictional characters that play the banjo. One is Harold and one is Kermit the Frog.
I was just going to say, the other's got to be Kermit.
Yeah, absolutely.
My niece wants to learn the banjo.
I would love to learn the banjo. I have too many hobbies already, though.
She just goes from, like, you know, adding instrument and instrument. It's kind of crazy.
Wow. That's awesome, though.
I know. It's funny, because when she started, it was like she couldn't tell if her guitar was in tune or not.
I have a ukulele I can tune, but I can play, like, two things on it. I'm such a hipster.
She's got her guitar. She's got an electric, an acoustic, and a mandolin. Nice. I like the mandolin.
Yeah, mandolin's really pretty.
Yeah. My grandfather played the ukulele, so when hipsters are playing the ukulele, I always think of my grandfather. Oh my. Whose is it?
It's his. She got rid of the hearse. So much more appropriate for you, don't you think?
Oh, one thing more, Harold. I telephoned your second computer date this morning, and she seems a very nice, quiet girl. Cute little thing, isn't it? I like it very much. But, I mean, it's...
Oh, he's going to change it. Don't worry.
Okay. I'm like, because... No. Wow.
It's not a Harold car.
No. Although his coat does look like he's wearing a couch.
Yes.
And he's wearing quite a bit of pink. Not that there's anything wrong with pink.
Pink is great.
There's a tree.
Aww.
Oh, jeez.
Now that cop is another cameo. It's Tom Skerritt.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. I love him. He's going to be so young.
He's great in this.
I can see his mustache already.
Yeah, magnificent mustache.
That is quite a mustache. I don't have one. I don't believe in them.
How long have you been driving, lady?
About 45 minutes, wouldn't you say, Harold? We were hoping to start sooner, but you see, it's rather hard to find a truck.
See a truck?
Oh, no, I just took it. Yes. Well, it's not mine really, but we would like to get it into soil as soon as possible.
Yeah, let me get this straight, lady.
All right, then, and we'll be off. Nice and chatting.
Oh my God!
And Harold's initial thing he did there when she was talking was get out his checkbook. Because he's like, well, I'm rich, I'll just pay him off. But I think this, which they never comment on, but you can kind of tell that's what he's doing, which is interesting.
I think he's following us.
Is he? Police always wanting to play games.
Oh, jeez. What is she doing?
Tom Skerritt's just like, crap.
Good old El Camino.
Is the little tree all right?
And he's like, you know what? I'm not even going to call this one in because...
Yeah.
Oh, the tree does not look good. Because I would be too embarrassed to tell people that an old lady did this to me.
I think the tree will be much happier there. It's a really pretty forest.
It is a pretty forest. If they transplanted it correctly.
Yeah.
The earth is my body. My head is in the stars.
I have a black thumb. Everything I've ever tried to transplant has died.
I suppose I did.
Which is really sad because my family has a landscaping business. My grandmother had like a green arm.
I never get a chance to do any gardening, but my mom and dad are really, really good gardeners. Their garden's beautiful.
That's the same guy.
Yep.
He's like, all right, here's your ticket. I gotta go.
I've got to put my gloves on before I get on my bike.
Oh my god, this is crazy.
Love it.
Lady, I got you down here for several offenses, including possession of a stolen vehicle, resisting arrest,
and possession of a stolen tree. Where's the tree?
Oh, we planted it.
You planted it. Is this your shovel?
No.
Possession of a stolen shovel.
Officious, you're not yourself when you're officious. That is the curse of a government job.
He's reaching for his checkbook again, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Lady, please.
Because if you
will
are...
Will you be just quiet, please?
She's good.
Drop the shovel.
And he hits himself in the head, look, now, with a shovel. Right there.
Oh, ow!
That was real. That was Bud Cort hitting himself in the head with a shovel.
Really?
He's just like, oh man. I just imagine him going home and his wife being like, how was your day, dear? Oh, I suck.
I need to pack it in. Apparently I'm not supposed to be a police officer because this old lady did this to me.
Life, virtue, it's best not to be too moral. You cheat yourself out of too much life. Apply that to life, then you're bound to live it fully.
I haven't lived. I've died a few times.
What was that?
Well, first time was when I was at boarding school in the chemistry lab. I was in there cleaning it up. So, I decided I'd do a little experiment. Yeah. So I did all the stuff out and began mixing it up. It was very scientific. there was this massive explosion.
It knocked me down. It blew out a huge hole in the floor. There was boards and bricks and flames leaping up. I figured, you know, time to leave. My career in school was over. So I went home. My mother was giving a party, so I just went right up the back stairs into my room. Turned out the light, and I got this funny feeling. The doorbell rang. I went out to the banister, and these two policemen came in. Found my mother. And told her that I was killed in the fire. She put one hand up to her forehead. The other, she reached out as if groping for support. And this long sigh, she collapsed in their arms.
He's so good in this scene.
He's been chasing that high ever since.
Mm-hmm. It's the only time he ever got any attention from his mom.
I decided then that I enjoyed being dead.
I understand a lot of people enjoy being dead, but they're not dead, really. They're just backing away from life. Reach out, take a chance, get hurt even, play.
She's so Dr. Phil-ish, you know?
Yeah.
These little slogans.
I like you, Al.
Aww. So you enjoying the film so far?
Yeah, yeah, this is kooky. I'm afraid I'm a bit quiet, but I don't know what to say. Because there's so much wackiness going on, you know?
I know.
Harold is down at the garage. He has a new car and he's just been tuning
This
up.
Is the best car I've ever seen.
Oh my god, I can't wait to see what he did.
It's a little Jaguar. Oh. Look at the hearse.
Oh, it's a little Jaguar.
Edith, I'd like you to meet my son.
It's so cute.
Harold, this is Edith. Fern.
Very pleased to make your acquaintance.
I think you should go and wash up, dear, and join us in the drawing room. And what do you do, my dear?
I'm a file clerk. And Harrison Feed and Gray?
Well, what is it exactly that you do?
Well, I'm in charge of all the invoices for the Southwest.
How interesting.
What kind of a lady is going to be okay with a mom finding dates for her son over a computer network? Like,
oh, here's Harold now.
I have no idea.
Talking about her job.
I'm a file clerk.
Henderson Feed and Grain.
Harrison Feed and Grain. It's at Hamilton and Fourth, and I'm in charge of all the invoices. I type up the schedule for the trucking fleet.
She supplies the whole Southwest with chicken feed.
Well, not exactly the whole Southwest. Although we do a large business. Barley was very big last week. 1,500...
See, I would love that if I went on a date. I'd be like, this guy is right up my alley.
See, but I wouldn't have gone back in the house. I would have been like, can I see your hearse, Jag?
Yeah, exactly. So cool.
I find you have left me with no recourse but to listen to the solution proposed by your uncle. Consequently, I have instructed him forthwith to induct you into the service, and for your own good, to take up active duty with the United States Army. And I hope they have more luck with you than I.
Maud, you're gonna draft me.
Well, don't go.
They'll put me in jail.
Well, historically, you've been very good company.
I love that. Someone says to me they're going to put me in jail. Well, historically, you've been very good company.
With your skill, my experience, I think we can come up with something.
Harold, I want you to look at me like your father in this matter. Now, I know you have no desire to join the army, but once you're in, you'll love it.
His uncle is so hilarious.
Chauffeur, respect, money in the bank.
Only one arm.
Drawbacks, yeah. Anything else, I suppose. But the army takes care of you. And you've got a buddy for life.
Good idea. This is all Golden Gate, Bridge Park.
Thank you, Uncle.
Call me Sir Harold. It's the first thing you learn in the army. An officer deserves your respect.
Yes, sir.
And the chauffeur's just like wishing he could mow them down.
I think the country has been too harsh in its outright condemnation of war. I say you can point to the many material advantages brought about by a crisis and conflict policy. Why, hell, World War II was about defense.
During wartime, the national suicide...
The hell? What was
these,
that?
It's just a guy on crutches falling over. These ruins are in San Francisco, and I've been to these ruins, and... as a Harold and Maud nerd and stood on these ruins in the exact spot that they stand, and yeah, it was amazing. Side of the fence where they
belong. Let's get back to the kind of enemy worth killing and the kind of war this whole country can support.
Wow, that's pretty strong stuff, sir.
Well, Harold, I've always been a man that speaks his piece. Oh, it's hurt me. I'm not liked in Washington. I know that. But I do have friends in high places. They kept falling. Shock! Joe falls back, a neat red hole in the middle of his head. Only one thing kept going through my mind. Kill! Kill! But Mac and all the rest of the guys! Kill! And then there was a blinding flash. And I woke up on a stretcher. Did we hold? I asked the medic. Yes, sir, he said. And I slipped into unconsciousness.
Boy. Wow, that's a terrific story, sir.
Well, you'll have stories like that to tell of your own.
I think this is the best way to dodge the draft ever that Harold does.
Gee, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
That's the most exciting thing in the world, Harold.
To pit your own life against another.
Yes.
To kill. The taste of blood in your mouth.
The moment of truth.
Another man's life in your sight.
Yes.
That. Will they really teach me to shoot?
Sure they will. A variety of weapons.
To use a bayonet?
Yes.
How about hand-to-hand combat?
Yes?
To strangle someone, jump with knife in your own bare hand.
I think you're getting carried away, Harold.
How about to slit his throat?
Well, I don't know about
that. You can see the blood squirt out.
But
how about souvenirs?
Souvenirs?
Of your kill. Eyes, ears, nose, scalp, privates.
Harold!
Hey, what would be the chance of getting one of these? Boy, to think I could maybe make my own.
Harold, that's disgusting.
It certainly is.
Madam, who are you?
The hell?
I am petitioning...
She's petitioning for peace, where there's no one around.
Crazy parasite, commie bastard. Harold, calm down.
Don't you talk to me like that, you little foul...
Traitor.
Degenerate.
Remember Nathan Hale, right? Harold, calm down.
She's a commie pig. And we're going to nail every last one of you. They'll all end up like this.
Oh,
just like this.
And let me just carry the shrunken head around.
Give me that. I'm going to throw that in the sewer. Where
Madam,
it belongs.
Madam, please.
She took my hand. She's got her umbrella.
She took my hand.
Yeah.
Harold.
Fuck you.
You can't run down these steps anymore because they're too dangerous. These are cornered off.
Oh, wow.
But in the 70s, obviously, they didn't care.
Well, no. And if it were in Europe, they wouldn't care either.
Yeah.
When we were in Italy, there were so many things where my husband and I were like, if we were in the States, we wouldn't be allowed to do this.
Yeah, exactly.
We'd be too scared of lawsuits.
I love that his arm is up. Or his sleeve.
What have you done?
Best way to dodge the draft ever.
Yeah. Pretend to be actually enjoying
a
killing.
Psychopath.
Yeah.
Pray, no. I communicate.
Because even with the draft, they still make you pass a psychological.
Yeah.
This is real nice. Yeah. Makes me want to do somersaults.
Well, why don't you?
I feel stupid.
Harold, everyone has the right to make an ass out of themselves. You can't let the world judge you too much.
I agree with that as well.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you care to join me in a little cartwheel?
You want to sing out, sing out. Sing out. I love this song.
Be free, be free.
Be free.
There was a film called Charlie Bartlett. I don't know if you've ever seen that film.
I've heard of it, but I haven't
Robert Downey Jr. and Anton Yelchin, and that's obviously very inspired by Harold and Maude because he's quite a Harold character in it, Anton Yelchin. And then at the end, they sing this song at a performance of something. So the director must be a fan of Harold and Maude.
Must be.
Do you want?
I'm dancing right now.
I'm singing along.
In my chair, I'm dancing.
There's a very important blink and you'll miss it moment in the scene.
Okay. Oh.
Strike the front throat from Devil's Island that he would see the most glorious birds. Many years later in Brittany, he realized they had only been seagulls.
They never comment on that again. It's just that one moment, which I love.
That's awesome that they don't make it a big thing.
Yeah, I love that.
That explains a lot, too.
It explains so much. Yeah. And they don't feel the need to, like, you know, like, literally, if you blinked, you'd miss it.
Yep.
I love that.
Friend of mine, well, my sister's friend, but I've known her my whole life. didn't know her mother was a survivor until her mother was in her 80s as well.
Oh, wow.
And was sick, and she saw the tattoo, and she was like, Mom. And she's like, no, don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone ever. Because her mom was terrified that somebody would find out she was Jewish.
Yeah.
And would take her kids, that it would happen again. She was convinced it would happen again.
You just must live in fear the rest of your life.
Yeah.
With that.
Her father never knew.
Wow.
Oh my, she looks like the cover of a Butterick catalog.
Her name's Sunshine Doré.
Ah, oh, Sunshine. I knew a girl named Sunshine.
She's in Carnival, this woman.
Who is she in Carnival? Oh,
she's the old blind woman.
Yeah.
The really terrifying old blind woman. I wish she calls her Starshine or Starlight. Whoa, Sunshine. I love this moment when she walks down the hall and it was completely by accident, but it's great. Love it.
I love how many things they just kept.
I know, there's so many little things.
Did they just shoot this Ed Wood style, you know? Only one take.
Probably. It's great.
Oh, look at the walls.
I know.
The Cezanne
stuff. House is, I'd love to go to this house. Love that weird, like, leather neck brace she's got on.
That means my body in theater talk. Doré is my real name. Well, Dore,
actually. Oh, my, what a lovely place you have here.
Oh, do you play?
No, I am learning the bet, the harmonica.
He's got a lot more color in his face now as well.
Oh, yeah.
Is this your father?
No, my Uncle Victor.
He's in the army. I do so like the military, don't you?
Really? With a name like Sunshine in the 70s?
Yeah, exactly. She's, yeah. Do you enjoy knives? Oh, yes.
What's Harry Carey?
Her boots look almost exactly like the ones I got today for her costume.
Are you going to dress up like Sunshine?
Oh, maybe after I've done the costume I was going to do. I might dress as her for a party.
You got to get yourself some Butterick patterns to get those definitely. Pants and the bonnet. And they go to the SEA for the neck piece. When she asks him, what's Harry Carey? He looks so offended.
I know. He's like, oh, tie.
Nice.
Mustn't get blood on the
truth. I played Juliet in the Sunshine Playhouse. Louis thought it was my best performance. What's here? A cup closed in my true love's hand? Poison, I see, hath been
his. Look, Harold's like, what the hell?
I like how she tested it.
Yes.
There rest.
Love this moment.
He's like, she's crazier than me.
That was your last date.
Oh, I love it.
Oh my God, this is so good.
Oh, I think you see Hal Ashby in a minute. Yeah, you do.
Who do we see?
With a very big beard, the director.
Ah.
And I think this is Santa Cruz, if I remember. And there's a machine in a minute that's on, you see Harold at, and he makes something, and my friend actually went to that exact machine that's still there and made me what Harold makes. So I have an exact replica from that machine that you see in a minute. Yeah, it's like the nerdiest machine? Thing. Yeah, it's like one of the little pressed coin machines. There's Hal Ashby.
Oh my God.
That's the press coin machine. So I have a coin that he makes from that machine. I have one.
So, because Canada doesn't have a penny anymore,
mm-hmm.
for those machines, what they do is you put in the money mm-hmm. and it gives you just a blank copper disc.
Yeah, this one's, it's not a penny, it's like a big silver disc.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They're my species.
I love that.
Look at these stars.
I'm not sure they're my species.
I think some of them are my species.
Yeah.
Not all of them.
Aww.
I know.
And Maud loves Harold. This is the nicest present that I've received in years. So I always know where it is.
I love that.
Well, good thing it wasn't a diamond.
Yes. Wonder what the fireworks were symbolic of.
I wonder. Suddenly he's tan. So that's what it's all about.
And in one of the trailers for the movie, but it's not in the movie, that shows them have like kissing.
Uh-huh.
But they didn't put it in the movie for some reason. But whenever I tell people the film is like a love story between like a 20-year-old and 80-year-old, people get grossed out, but it's honestly my favorite love story ever.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, the fact that he's definitely 20 makes it much better.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. And I much prefer the idea of bubbles instead of smoking after sex.
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to have to get some bubbles to put near my bed now.
Mother, I'd like to talk to you for a minute.
I'm on the phone, dear.
I'm getting married.
What did you say?
I'm getting married.
He looks really cute there.
Yeah, he does.
I love she's dressed like some kind of Grecian priestess or something.
I suppose you think this is very funny, Harold. A sunflower.
Oh,
You told him he had to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till you find out she's Jewish, Mom. Scandal.
Scandal.
Because you know that's a WASP household.
Oh, definitely. Well, even one of the songs in the musical is called WASP.
Your mother has spoken to me about your marriage plan. And although normally I have nothing against marriage, I don't think this is quite...
I love you can always hear, like, the drill, yeah, drilling in the background.
Particularly in this society. I love the positions of their idols.
I know.
So, like, you got Nixon over Uncle Victor, and then over the shrink, you've got Sigmund Freud.
Yep. And then over the priest, yeah, you have the Pope.
Oh, God, this is great.
That the idea. I love this.
Intercourse. Young body.
Oh God, this is creepy.
I love it.
Just shut up.
Mingling.
Oh, stop fantasizing about this little boy.
Sagging breasts. And
he's like, flabby. You should be commingling with mine.
Yes. Flabby buttocks.
Makes me want to vomit.
I love he's filled the room with daisies.
Yeah.
So even in the photo frames.
Oh. Yeah. Aww. Now, has he asked her yet?
Not yet.
Okay. And she still has no idea he's loaded.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she'd care.
No, I don't think she would.
I think she's probably loaded as well. Just doesn't, you know, going back in her family. She's definitely from nobility.
I thought that was all made up.
It's the little daisy. No. Well, she's... They never say about it, but yeah. There's definitely...
Something.
Something, yeah. And after
dinner... One more little surprise... that I hope will make you very happy.
I am happy. I couldn't imagine a lovelier farewell.
Farewell?
Yes, it's my 80th birthday.
Well, you're not going anywhere. Are you?
Yes, dear. I took the tablets an hour ago.
No. Mm-hmm.
This is why this is my favorite film. It makes me laugh and it makes me cry.
But, yeah, I'm feeling exactly like he looks right now.
What? Yeah.
Yes, thank you for screaming that.
This is so unnecessary.
Don't die, Maud, for Christ's sake.
Oh, hell. Don't upset yourself so.
I love you. I love you.
Oh, hell. That's wonderful. Go and love
This is when I'm going to start crying.
Trouble set me free.
I have seen your face, and it's too much for me. Trouble, oh, trouble.
Because she gets him to embrace life.
Mm-hmm.
And then she takes her own life. And look, it's Kitty from That 70s Show working as a nurse.
Was it?
No. But that's what she looks like. She's got the hairstyle.
I love that she's holding the daisy as well. And yeah. She goes, oh.
Ugh.
And I love that this whole scene's just the song.
Yeah.
There's a version of this song by Elliot Smith, and it's just amazing.
Why are they standing there? Can they just pump her stomach already? I know it's been an hour, so it's probably too late anyway. And I know what's happening.
Mm.
But I don't want it to happen.
I love that we don't even have to hear it. You just see his shoulders fall, and it's...
Well, we knew it was coming.
Exactly, yeah. It's...
Oh, boy.
And where it pauses there, that's where the camera went wrong.
Oh, yeah?
And pause, but they obviously couldn't do it again because they destroyed the car, so they just left it in the film.
Huh.
But it actually kind of fits.
Sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. Cause there's a million
things to be.
There are. And if you want to live high, live high. And if you want to live
low, well, I'm glad he didn't kill himself, because then it would have ruined the lesson.
And it's his last suicide.
Yes.
And got rid of the car.
Got rid of the morbid fascination.
Even though that car was awesome.
That was an awesome car.
Yeah.
I know she's no one, but the woman that plays his mother has a great name.
Vivian Pickles.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. So good. I love it.
It's very good. So.
I would love for them to bring the musical to London just to see how they do it on stage. The songs are okay in it. It's, they don't use any of the songs, though, I don't think, from the film. So any of the Cat Stevens songs. So it's all original.
When was the play done?
I don't know. I'm really not sure. You can't even buy the soundtrack. I just happened to have someone who sent it to me. So I've never seen it on sale anywhere. I don't think there's any clips of it online. I've seen some pictures, but
right.
I don't know, yeah.
I was curious if it had to do with them not using it because...
Because maybe it's probably because of...
Whatever his name is now.
But then they've released the soundtrack, like, you know, only a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but the soundtrack is probably owned by Paramount.
True, yeah. And it's now part of the Criterion Collection, the film, because I have the Criterion Collection Blu-ray. I have actually three different versions of the DVD as well.
Because you are a super fan.
Because then if I lend it to someone and I really want to watch it, then I can still watch it.
Yeah, I have that with Firefly.
I have it with Hedwig and the Angry Inch as well, which is another one of my favorite films.
I ended up getting a second set of Firefly DVDs because
excellent
people were not returning them. And yes. And a friend of mine, I was like, I'm not loaning Firefly out anymore. And then a friend sends me Firefly. I'm like, okay, I guess now I have a loaner copy.
Yes. It's always worth buying a spare of your favorite things if you're going to lend them out.
Absolutely. So that was a good film. I enjoyed that.
I enjoyed it.
Definitely weird. You can definitely see that it's played an influence in other things.
Yeah. Particularly Wes Anderson, like... When we were commenting on like the psychiatrist chairs, the fact that the whole thing's symmetrical is very Wes Anderson, you know, the way the shot is, he sets up his shots and stuff.
Yeah.
And it kind of reminds me of like even the character of Harold, you know, whenever I see Rushmore, I'm reminded of Harold and Maude, like the character.
Okay,
in that,
yeah, I could see that.
Jason Schwartzman's character, yep. Yeah.
And as I was saying in the Ice Storm, like Elijah Wood's character even kind of looks like him.
Including
just, you know, having some of the same clothes, but it's just like, ooh, that's weird. So I can definitely see that. And as we said, you know, Maude is definitely like a Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah.
In Fight
Club. I love her. I want to be Maude when I'm 80.
Yes,
you know?
Please don't kill yourself.
No. But one of the things, like I mentioned to you, you know, about the photo frames and said, oh, the photo frames are all blank. Because there are bits and pieces that they sort of bring up in the script and in the book that aren't in the film. And one of the lines that she has, she says that she took the photos out of the frames. Actually, I have the quote somewhere. I don't know if I can find it. She says she took the photos out of the frames for a reason because...
Is it like because of Shiva?
No, let me find it. I have it in here. She says, they mocked me. They were representations of people I dearly loved, yet they knew these people were... Oh, I can't read it. I knew these people were gradually fading from me, and that in time, all I would have left would be vague feelings, but sharp photographs. And there's a kind of another line as well, which, and it kind of people have read it that it sort of hints that she has Alzheimer's. Which I don't know if she does, but I kind of can't help watching it with that in mind.
Yeah, I could see.
And
that.
It adds another layer to it. And also my grandfather died of Alzheimer's, so it kind of obviously is quite you know, raw thinking about that in the film, but I can see it as well, and it adds another layer to it. And the fact that she, you know, at the start she says, you know, 75 is too early, but you're kind of just biding time by the time you're 85, so 80 seems like a good time to go. So she's had it planned for a long time.
Yeah, she definitely hints at it, as you said. And one of the things I was thinking is, well, I mean, if she was in a concentration camp, the assumption is that she was Jewish. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Jews generally, they cover up picture frames.
Oh, okay, yeah.
when you're sitting yeah. Shiva, you cover up picture frames and mirrors and things like that. And so I thought maybe that was another foreshadowing technique. But it was funny because I'm like, I'm thinking, all right, all of these stories about immigrating and everything, that's not real because she doesn't even have an accent. And then when you see the tattoo on her arm, it's like, oh, no, that's real. That actually
I think
happened.
In the book they say that she has an accent, but like a soft accent. Like, and right. I think he says something like, I haven't read the book in ages. He comments that it sounds vaguely European, like Eastern European.
Okay.
But they never. One of the things I love is they never really say a lot of detail about her backstory. They just say, you know, she was invited to the palace in Vienna for a garden yep. party. So she's obviously from quite a well-to-do family.
Yeah.
She's a dame. You know, she was part of some revolution. When she introduces herself to Harold, she says her name's Dame Marjorie Chardin, but you can call me Maud.
You're right, she did say that. Okay.
Yeah. But I love, like I said, the fact, like when she shows the tattoo, I love that they don't really dwell on it. And I think, you know, obviously there's quite a lot of times where they mention, like, you know, the moral of the story. It's about, you know, live life and she celebrates life and he's kind of in love with death. And they talk about that, but a lot of the other stuff they really don't hammer home. It's very subtle, and I love that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And it's kind of neat because it starts out where, you know, it's not very romantic. It's mm-hmm. it's definitely like a platonic relationship, and then at some point you're like, well, it's going there, and it's there's nothing tropish about it.
No, exactly. And it doesn't feel shocking at all. Like, I just feel like, yeah, they're just two people and they fall in love and, you know, and it's, I love it. And as I said, it's a film that can make me laugh and cry. And that's usually the films that I love the most because it can make me feel so many different things, you know?
Absolutely.
And it's my number one love story. And I think my number two would be Secretary. So both of my two top love stories are unconventional, but I think they're, oh, I love Secretary as
Secretary's
well.
Secretary's a lot of fun. I really enjoy Secretary. I hear people talking about 50 Shades, and I'm like, just go watch Secretary.
Yeah, exactly. You know? That's what I said to my mom. I was like, look, I'll lend you Secretary. You can watch that. It's so much better.
Better writing, better acting, you know.
Yeah. And they had a scene as well, which I think they filmed, because they filmed the scene of her painting the saints, because there is a photo somewhere of her, of Ruth Gordon standing next to this picture of a saint, and she's drawn a smiley face on it. But they did another scene as well where Harold pretended to behead himself or something, and like his mum walked into the room and there was Harold's head sitting on a platter. And they did film it, but there's only ever been photos of it produced, like it's not a deleted scene or anything.
Right.
But that was another one. And they talk in the book a bit about how, like, Harold made this breathing equipment so that he could breathe underwater when he's floating in the pool. And that's what Maud uses when she falls through the sewer thing into the sea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think too much about that because I'm like, he's got enough time practice faking his own death.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not too concerned about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, I love it. And the mom is hilarious.
Oh my God, she's so funny. But you kind of get like the first scene, you're like, really? And then after a while, you're like, all right, 15 deaths. I understand why she's like this.
Yeah. Yeah. But also there's obviously, you know, like you don't know about the Harold's relationship with his dad, but the fact that the dad was there in Paris and 1 minute he was there and then the next minute he was floating nude down the Seine, you know, you're like, okay, so the dad's out of the picture. There's obviously something that's gone on and maybe that's obviously affected Harold as well.
Well,
but I love that they don't, you know.
Yeah, they don't even address it.
Yeah, exactly. I love it.
And the fact that, you know, he went to boarding schools. I mean, it's obvious that he didn't really have a connection with his family. I also kind of get like this Arthur kind of a sense, you know.
Yes.
Well, we let you be a kid all this time, and now it's time that you grow up.
Yeah.
Which is just so weird to me. Like, we're not going to be involved in your life at all. But now that you're what we consider to be an adult, it's time that you get in line. Well,
yeah, exactly.
Maybe you should have had, I don't know, something to do with the person up until now.
Yep, exactly.
But, yeah. So oh, it's...
So great.
It's kind of actually I think the thing that Harold was missing was like a good Biederman. he was missing the person who was supposed to be the surrogate parent for him.
Yeah.
You know, the...
Well, also, I mean, if Maud had stayed alive at the end, they probably would have been happy. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, she wants him to go out and explore the world because he's just starting his journey of exploring the world. She's explored the world, you know.
And the idea, like, if she actually did have Alzheimer's,
mm-hmm.
and this was her way of deciding, I'm going to go when I'm feeling right. I don't want to have him watch me deteriorate to the point that I forget who he is.
Yeah.
It makes a lot more sense that way. If that is the case. I don't know.
I like that it can be read as that, you know, it's not like, there's no definitive answer to a lot of the questions that it brings up in the film, but you know, that's kind of how I watch it just because I have that kind of history in my family, you know, so that's the way I connect with it. And yeah, it's, but just like so many little things like that they put in, I love.
Yeah. But it's like, I don't know, for me, and I know in the 70s, 80 was pretty old, but like to me, 80's still pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because most people in my family die at 100 or around
100. Wow. So.
Yeah, my grandmother just passed. She was 103, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, she was going to be 104.
My one surviving nan is 94 at the moment.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Like, my grandfather was 88, I think, when he passed, but he had smoked since he was 13, so.
Wow. that's still a good age, though.
I know, yeah. And that was in the 80s when he passed, so, I mean, like, it's definitely, longevity's there, so I don't really think about it much. And, like, my oldest aunt is in her 70s. I think she's 77 this year. And mm-hmm. you'd never guess it because she's so active. She goes skiing all winter.
Wow.
They just stopped sailing, but only because their boat got wrecked in Sandy.
Oh, okay.
They weren't on it. It just got wrecked because of Hurricane Sandy. And, but she does belly dancing and Tai Chi and, Zumba and all this, like, active stuff. And she's actually a little modish, you know. She's awesome. Definitely the crazy aunt. I remember my nieces said to me at one point, they're like, you know, you're gonna end up being the crazy aunt like Omi. And I'm like, really? Awesome. I can't wait.
That's what I want to be. That's why I'm like saying to my sister, you know, hurry up and have kids. I want to be the crazy aunt.
I am the only one in my family without children. So
I mean, I made the decision when I was about 20 that I wasn't going to have children for various reasons. I think my mom still thinks that I might, but I'm like, nope, you know, and when I hit 40, I probably will go and get sterilized. If I need to. It all depends on who I end up with.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I, it's just, you know, it's a decision you make, you know, mm-hmm. and it's great. And I come from a large family, so, like, trust me, nobody's lacking in kids in this family. I have 19 nieces and nephews.
Wow.
Yeah. Three of them from my husband's sister and the rest from my siblings.
Well, my male cousin, because sort of our generation with my surname, because the surname's like quite rare. Mm. There's me, my sister, who's already got married, my cousin, who's also got married. So there's only me and my male cousin. I've decided I'm not having kids. So we're like jokingly saying to him, you better have sons to pass the family name on. Otherwise it dies with you. And he's like, oh no.
Oh no, that's no big deal.
No pressure.
My surname is very common among the Irish. And my husband's surname is very common among French Canadians. So there's no worry about that at all. Family line is secure. And that's not even counting like cousins and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. We're pretty good. His sister's kids though, her husband's name, his family is the only family with that name in all of Canada.
Wow.
There were 17 when they got married in Canada.
Yeah.
So they've added 3 to the pool.
Wow.
So that's just wild.
That's amazing. There's only about, I think, there's some Lafars up north, but not many. Like, you know, our name is very rare.
They're far.
Huh?
Lafars are far. Like,
yeah, they're far. Yeah, I think there's some in New Zealand, maybe.
Oh, neat. But
there's the only ones that are directly related to the ones that, you know, my immediate family and my cousins and aunt and uncle.
Yeah. The family that I have, like, in Ireland that I still talk to and everything, they're not through my surname. They're through my grandmother's name.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my whole family, we connect more with my grandmother's family because we still have that connection.
Yeah.
And it's really funny because, you know, because we have such a popular last name. But
mm-hmm.
if you ask us anything about our heritage, we're always talking about the Carehurst, you know. It's like, there's no Shield, there's no, you know, Tartan. It's a small name, and yeah. But, you know,
awesome.
That's what you have ties. But this movie was great.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, yes. And I had a lot of fun watching it with you.
Thank you.
And getting all those little tidbits. That was definitely helpful.
You had a little commentary track.
Yeah, so I'm guessing you would rate this a 10 out of 10.
I would rate it a 10 out of 10 oat straw tea and ginger pies.
I'm going to have to give it a 9 out of 10 catchy Cat Stevens songs. I really enjoyed it. It's definitely, it's kind of neat because while it has like an older style of pacing, mm-hmm. I didn't really get bored. So that's good.
Yeah,
I find that some stuff from the 70s, you can end up getting bored with because, you know, our tastes have changed. But this worked. This worked very well with me, especially because anytime when it started to get slow, something just weird would happen.
Yes. Like Harold would chop off his hand or something.
Yeah. Harold loves Maude. Maude loves Harold. Aww. And it gets all sweet and chuck it away.
Yeah, I love it.
So that was great. Well, thank you for joining me on this.
Thank you.
I hope the Mixed Nutcases enjoyed listening to this. we had fun. And yeah. So this is the first commentary I've done on this podcast, or ever, for me. But if you liked it, let me know. You can leave feedback, 347-NUTTY42, or you can go to nimlast.org/blog and comment on this. Or you can go to facebook.com/group/nuttybites and let me know. Awesome. Claire, you want to tell anybody where to go to get in touch with you?
Oh,
find all the Defenders podcast and everything else.
Yeah, podcasts on Facebook are the Defenders podcast, and Intro to X is the X-Files podcast. You can find me on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere as Maya Fire, MAIAFIRE. And that's the name of my Etsy store as well, where I do lots of geeky art. And at the moment I am drawing Dr. Doom, the Fantastic Four villain.
Nice. So
that's the kind of geeky stuff I draw.
Yes. Claire has lots of awesome geeky drawings. All right. Thanks a lot. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
Scientists, newsmakers, policy changers, advocates, and more. Join me, international award-winning journalist Michael Howie, as I interview those in the know on wildlife issues and advocacy around the world on Defender Radio. Posted every Monday on the iTunes Store and at furbeardefenders.com. Listen to Defender Radio, and you too can stay informed and stay strong. Presented by Gates Wildlife Control and the Association for the Protection of Fur-Bearing Animals.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlast Studios. You can find us at nimlast.org/blog. Contact feedback at nuttybites@nimlast.org. Call our voicemail line at 347-NUTTY42 or 347-688-8942. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Basically, you can share it, you can send it around to your friends, just don't change it, don't sell it, don't try to make any money off of it, and link back to me, my site, and everything.